At certain times of the year or times in our life, we are forced to take a look at the vision that we have for ourselves. And this may be linked with the goals that we have for ourselves. We're forced to take a look at what it is we envisaged and whether we need to make a pivot. If you are in a season like that, whether that's because you're needing to make some decisions after a results day, or for any other reason, then this is going to be a really helpful episode for you. I'm so excited to be here with you today talking about how to change direction and create a new vision for your future. You are listening to the Dive Into Your Career podcast. This is Dive Into Your Career, the podcast designed to help students like you take impactful steps towards your career goals. I'm Gina Visram, a qualified careers coach and consultant who is so proud to be your careers cheerleader. You are in the right place if you are a determined student or the proud supporter of one. Here, you will embrace career development in a unique spirit of fun, not fear. Let's dive in. Hey lovely, I am Gina Visram from Your Career and Future, and you are listening to the Dive Into Your Career podcast, the place to be for students and graduates on their journey from education to employment and entrepreneurship. It is also the place to be for the people that support them. So if you are a parent, a teacher, a careers leader, a careers counselor, careers consultant in a university, you are also in the right place because you are likely one of the people who will be supporting the young person in question. Also, to be fair, this kind of stuff is useful for all of us, right? So we can sometimes really just think about where we are in the moment. Now, inspired by results season, but very aware that this is relevant at a range of times, today on the Dive Into Your Career podcast, we are talking about how to change direction and create a new vision for your future. At the time of recording, it has very recently been A-level results day. And in my 12 plus years of supporting with A-level results day, not to mention my own experiences and my times previously where I used to be a mentor of some kind with university students, it is one of those times where you are forced to take a close look at what it is that you have envisaged for yourself. Why is that? Well, it could be because you have secured your university place, you've secured the course that you applied for, and you can go ahead and take it. But if you go ahead and take it, then it does mean that you are still aligned with what your goals and dreams were and vision was at the time of applying. Sometimes that isn't the case, and so you need to look at what your vision is, why you're not so excited about this thing that you thought you'd be excited about, and where you go from there. More commonly at this time of year, however, where we are forced to look at this more closely is when you haven't achieved the results that you wanted or you hoped or you dreamed for, when you haven't achieved your place at Oxford or Cambridge or Birmingham or wherever it is that your first choice was, or as might be the case in some instances where you haven't achieved your first or your insurance choice. So this is very much inspired by people who are thinking about what their post 18 options are and what they're really going to progress with at this point. But there are all sorts of reasons why you might also be looking at your vision. You might have come to the end of your first or second year and really thought to yourself, is this for me? Is this a course that I still want to continue with? I started it in best faith and with best research, thinking that it was something that I absolutely wanted to do. But now, some years in, I really feel like it probably isn't for me. And I need to work out why, and I need to work out what an alternative is. What I sometimes also see, just so you know, is sometimes I see the same amount of reflection for people who have started graduate jobs. And they've been in the corporate world for a year or two, and that was ultimately the goal, right? That was the thing that you really wanted to do, but you get to a point where you might wonder whether this is for you. So, my lovely, whatever stage you are at, whatever it is that made you click on this episode today, I hope that it is going to be really helpful for you in terms of establishing how to change direction and how to create a new vision for your future. So, in terms of what a vision is, a definition from the Cambridge Dictionary is that a vision is an idea or mental image of something. Sounds quite simple, but is also very, very powerful. There is an idea around visualizing, and I am not an expert in that field per se, but it is certainly something that I do in my way, and I recommend. And that can be as simple as closing your eyes and imagining yourself in a space. Imagining yourself going to a certain educational institution, imagining yourself walking to your lectures, imagining yourself in the city or on the campus, imagining how your seminar might go, what sorts of conversations might take place. I mean, when you close your eyes and do this, it can be an incredibly powerful thing. And that can be a really huge part of how it is that you start to recreate a vision for yourself. Now, let me tell you what will make this actually easier for you, however, is genuinely when we come to, say, alternative universities. Let's take this as an example, right? So perhaps going to a different university to the one that you envisaged. One of the things that's actually going to be really important, my lovely, is that you go to see the university. You go and see it. Now, my hope is that if you picked, say, a firm choice and an insurance choice, my hope is that you went to go see both of those universities at the very least. However, what I know from experience is that that might not necessarily be the case. For whatever reason, and some years ago it was because of the pandemic, right? And that was a great reason. But maybe it's also because of finances. Maybe it's because you thought you really wouldn't need your insurance offer and you were so sure that you would get into your first choice that you've put it down because it's the process, but you didn't really think it might be needed. There might be a range of reasons why you haven't already gone to see a university that you might be considering. If that is the case for you, I strongly suggest that you get yourself over there. Whether it is for a fixed open day, and that would be really, really helpful, or whether it's just to go to the place, go to the university. Like, most campuses are pretty open. You can go, you can walk around, you can see, you can go with a parent, you can go with a friend, you can go on your own. But if you are in a position where you need to be coming up with a new vision for yourself, please know that it will be much easier to execute that vision and to really lean into it if you have experience, physical experience of walking through the space, being there, seeing the buildings, just imagining yourself there. So that is one of the first things that I would recommend to you. And I mean, in my experience, when I was in year 12, I went to visit the University of Warwick and fell in love with it. And this was 20 something years ago, right? I mean, I went back about a year and a half ago. Some bits look similar, but some bits look so different. And this is all about you, really, but I can tell you that from my experience, when I went there and went to the open day and I really felt, oh my gosh, I can see myself here. This is where I really want to be, you know? So that is one of the things that can help. And it might be at this kind of results time that you recognize that you're not going to get into what your first vision was, or maybe even your second, and so you're needing to create a new one. That really involves going to new places. That is really going to help. To make decisions purely based on what you're seeing online or what you're seeing in clearing and all of that is trickier. right? It's trickier than if you get the opportunity to actually go. So it is worth stretching yourself to see what new visions you can create. So one way is to visit the campus, one way is to connect with people, one way is to check out the clubs and societies, what exists on social media, see what you can do to genuinely see yourself there. That's what you might need to think about if you are interested in changing institutions. The same sort of thing applies if you're interested in changing career. So let's say you have always been interested in being a vet. And of course, that may not apply to you, but insert whatever it is that you may have always considered doing. You may have done loads of work experience in that space. You may have done work shadowing, volunteering, animal care. Maybe you have 5 pets. I mean, often people who want to be vets are really passionate about animals, of course, that's obvious. But it can be a lifelong thing, right? A lifelong love, a lifelong interest. And if you haven't achieved the grades to be able to go on to do that at university, you kind of have a couple of options, right? You either need to change your vision or you need to change your timeline. What do I mean by that? When it comes to changing your vision, if you really haven't gotten into any opportunities when it comes to training to become a vet, then it means that it could be worth thinking about what else you could do. Can you work in something else to do with animal care? Can you do something else which requires a sort of lower barrier to entry, maybe where your grades are currently? What are the other options? Maybe you might consider something that has nothing to do with being a vet. Maybe actually, even though you love animals, you could work for an animal charity or something else, and you could be using some of your other skills, marketing or business development or something like that. All of this to say, that would be about creating a different vision for yourself. Now, when I talk about creating a different timeline, now this is so important. And while this episode is all about how to change direction and create a new vision for yourself, one of the things that I really want to make clear is actually sometimes you can hold on to that original vision, you can hold on to it, but you need to be ready to have a different timeline, a different journey, a different route, potentially a longer way to get there. So maybe it means that you study in a different part of Europe where the grade boundaries aren't as high, but you can get the qualifications that you need, right? So that's an example. Maybe it means that you do a different undergraduate degree entirely, but then you apply to do graduate veterinary science and apply as a postgraduate as opposed to an undergraduate. What does that mean? Well, it means that if you're successful at entering a course at that stage, it takes you a longer time to get there than if you were to be going in straight as an undergraduate, but it is a different route to get there. My old maths teacher from back in the day from primary school, she used to say there are many roads to town. And I've always remembered that, right? Because you can take a really direct route. You can take a long and winding route. You can take all sorts of ways to get where it is that you want to go. So as long as you are very self-aware, but then also aware of what requirements are, you know, if you need to do some research for graduate entry as opposed to undergraduate entry, that's something you can do to help yourself create an altered vision and a new timeline, right? These are all things to be doing. Also, when it comes to your work experience, if you are looking at something else entirely, then, you know, one of the reasons why you had such a strong vision for, say, your vet dreams is because you did so much in that industry. Perhaps if you start to explore another industry with the same enthusiasm and fervor and determination, maybe you will also love it. Maybe you won't, right? But at least you give yourself a chance to try. So there are ways that you can change your vision and or change your timeline, and that will really help you on this journey. So This is something that felt really important to talk about right now, because like many people, you may have just received your results and realized that you need to alter a plan, right? So really remember that concept of changing your vision or changing your timeline or somewhere in between. It is completely up to you. But what is helpful is self-awareness, kindness to yourself, also a real determination to give something else a chance. Create another vision, like immerse yourself in it, whether it's online work experience in person, taking a gap year if you have the financial means to do so, to be able to explore a range of other things so you can be more excited and more interested in going for something else entirely if the current options on the table aren't exciting for you right now, right? So you do have this, you have got this, just own your current journey, own your current experience, and don't burn yourself out or stress yourself out with comparisonitis of who is doing what and when and how fast and all of that, because we're all on our own journeys. You are on your own journey. And the sooner that you recognize that, while also gaining the support that will help you to make the decisions that you need to make, then the better. And I can tell you from being further along the journey than you are and having friendships and connections with loads of really interesting people, often when you can look back, you understand why something didn't happen, why something didn't happen in line with the original vision that you had or the timing or whatever it is. And it can all make sense when you look back, but if you're in it at the moment, you don't have the luxury of that, right? Hopefully you have the reassurance that I just gave you that looking back, it might all make sense. But in this moment, it's going forward with some trust, some faith, some self-belief, and some awareness that there are many roads to town. And as long as you are kind to yourself and you keep taking positive steps forward with a spirit of curiosity, with exploration, with hope, then you are on the right journey for you right now. And I wish you all the best. I wish you all the best. You are listening to Gina Bistrom from Your Career and Future. This is the Dive Into Your Career podcast. If this has been valuable to you, please make sure that you subscribe. Please do share this episode with a friend. And as ever, if you would like to get in touch with me to continue the conversation or make any comments, then know that you can connect with me via Gina Bistrom on LinkedIn or email me on gina@yourcareerandfuture.com. Looking forward to catching you on another episode soon. Thank you for listening today. To keep up to date with Dive Into Your Career, leave your details on bit.ly/diveintothelist. See you soon.